This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reaffirming his commitment to buy Russian missiles in the face of renewed warnings from NATO ally, the United States about sanctions, Ankara and Washington remain on a collision course. Analysts warn that with a July date looming for Ankara to take delivery of the missiles, time is running out to avert a rupture in bilateral ties. Washington claims the S-400 missiles will compromise U.S.-made military defense systems used by Turkey, in particular the F-35 fighter jet. Pentagon has warned that delivery of the F-35 planes to Turkey, which is a co-producer of the aircraft, is in jeopardy with any deployment of the Russian missiles. U.S. President Trump is contradicting his own White House on an immigration proposal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani from the White House.
White House and Homeland Security officials had said there was discussion of sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities, which don't cooperate with immigration authorities. They say the idea was quickly dismissed, but hours later, the president tweeted he's strongly considering it, singling out California.
And let's see if they're so happy. They say we have open arms. They're always saying they have open arms. Let's see if they have open arms.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls it disrespectful.
Unworthy of the presidency of the United States.
House Homeland Security Chair Benny Thompson says it's a reminder the Trump immigration agenda is not about keeping the nation safe, but about partisan politics and simply being cruel. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Israeli planes targeted a military position near the province of Hama in Syria for Saturday, but Syrian air defenses intercepted and downed some of the rockets, according to Syrian state television. Citing military sources on a news agency, and Syrian state television said that the Israeli aircraft had targeted one of their military positions. This is VOA News. The U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service, the next generation of mobile networks. President Trump showcased the announcement Friday, declaring that the race to stand up these faster, more powerful networks is competition.
The race to 5G is a race America must win, and it's a race, frankly, that our great companies are now involved in. We've given them the incentive they need. It's a race that we will win.
Trump also announced a $20 billion plan to expand broadband access to rural areas currently without it in a decade-long extension of an existing program. U.S. stocks closed near record highs Friday as the nation's largest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, reported higher-than-expected earnings in the first quarter. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says that he will give the U.S. until the end of the year to make a courageous decision on stalled nuclear talks, warning of very bleak and very dangerous consequences if Washington does not change its approach. Speaking to a session of North Korea's rubber-stamp parliament, Kim also said that he is open to a third summit with U.S. President Trump, but only if the U.S. changes its attitude, according to North Korean state media. Mr. Trump this week said that he is considering another meeting with Kim, but insisted the U.S. would not relax sanctions until North Korea gives up its nuclear arsenal. The talks have been stalled since a February Trump-Kim summit in Hanoi ended in no deal. North Korean officials have since threatened to pull out of the talks and restart nuclear and missile tests. The leader of the junta that ousted Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir resigned Friday, a day after announcing the military takeover. The Major General Awad Mohamed Ahmed bin Ulf, who was linked to the ethnic genocide in Darfur, said he was leaving to preserve the unity of the country's armed forces, and he appointed General Abdel Fattah Burhan as his successor. Large protests continued in Sudan's capital and other cities Friday as demonstrators rejected plans for a military-led council to run the government for up to 2 years. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged the people of South America to resist offers of investment and aid from China and Russia, saying the United States is a better friend and investment partner to its regional neighbors. Speaking in Santiago, Chile, he said the United States is establishing fair trade agreements with South American nations, facilitating regional cooperation, and supporting opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is fighting in control of the nation. Secretary's on a 3-day trip that takes him to Chile, Paraguay, Peru, and Colombia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the VOA headquarters in Washington, D.C. Are you all ready to get the Pan-African groove on? I hope so, because I've got an awesome show for you. My playlist is culled from the top talents of Africa, some international superstars, even icons of African music like Salif Keita, and others you haven't even heard yet. Hey, Africa's a big place. You can't be expected to know all the great artists on the continent. That's not possible, but it's my job to know. And so I bring it to you week by week. Today, you're going to hear amazing music by artists from Mali, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Malawi, Guinea, Togo, Egypt, Burkina Faso, and Nigeria. I've also got two special guests today. First, Dogo. Dogo from Togo, and he joins me in the studio with my Song of the Week co-host, Kwame Ofori. I'm going to present Song of the Week, which is Dogo's song called Sokewo. And Dogo is based in the Washington, D.C. area. He just won a big music award with that song. So we're going to listen to it together and get the inside scoop on how Dogo from Togo is doing and feeling now that he's earned this award. Second, our Nairobi-based reporter Bill Odidi meets up with Kenyan singer-songwriter Diana Mayonde. We'll get to know Diana and listen to a couple of samples of her new EP called Color Purple. All right, so sit back, relax, and let's roll out. Kicking off the top of the hour, here's Ishun from Cape Coast, Ghana with Atien. Hey, yeah. Walk with swag, she says. Go out there and get what's yours. Now we drink seming yeeta. In Satya. Sabe pray, say, and yeah, yeah, I think they do miss. music lovers, that was Ishun from Ghana kicking us off this hour of Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Ado Gwanja is one of Northern Nigeria's biggest stars. He's an actor and a singer. Salankitna is this song, most popular at weddings all throughout Northern Nigeria. The lyrics simply state the facts. Hausa women can't resist dancing when they hear this song. All right, that was Salankita by Ado Gwanja from Kano State, Nigeria.
Hey, I am Mori Ture from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Maxwell.
Between 2010 and 2014, Seydou Diabaté, a.k.a. Kanazoe, assembled this fantastic balafon band. This is the lead-off track from the album Miria, released in 2016. And the message is, African leaders, wake up, he says. Put an end to Africa's needless and deadly poverty. Now, I want to take a moment here, too, and just say, let's have this peace. Also, pay respects to the families of the 160 victims who lost their lives in the March 24th massacre in Ogosagu, Mopti region, Mali.
Neo Falamana, Venjama Mesorano Fe, San Mesorano Fe, Jama Mesorano Fe. soro anu fe kame besame anu fe malo besame anu fe mona vara vina le sega na tuni como me guano na wa sega me guano na nuno dugu mana ge ame vara de la ame suka yoli yoli la katuwe miri chama na mona demi sao me sala kongo na sanu me soro anu fe sanu beta jama na ware jama me soro anu fe wa wo fana beta jama na ware kafe be sene anu fe kafe be wa jama na ware malo be sene anu fe wa wo fana beta jama na ware kongo bauna kongo bauna kongo bauna kongo bauna kongo bauna kongo bauna
okuma ambi mo esenga mike obuke konsai wa Will you be on a bonola? Coming on before I'm a baller, I can't get on a way. I'm a Mugando, my senior skin badu.
Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and you just heard Kanazoe Orchestra, modern yet still enchanting sounds of the pentatonic balafon from Burkina Faso. And once again, our hearts go out also to the victims of the March 24th massacre. So sad in Ogosagu, Mali, Burkina's neighbor to the west.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Maggie, Margaret Sifas, and we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that dial.
Change of pace now. This is Daria Albi by Hamza Namira from Egypt. The video to this song has roughly 100 million views on YouTube. Hamza sings, "Oh, my heart, you've been astray for so long. You've changed."
مالك مش باين ليه قلبك تايه من مدة كبيرة خايف تتكلم ليه في عيونك حيرة وحكاوي كتيرة متغير ياما عن زمان قافل على قلبك البيبان حبيت وفرقت كم مكان عايش جواك إحساسك كل يوم يقل وتخطي وخطوتك تزل من كتر ما أحبطوك تمل فنت الأدواك بتودع حلم كل يوم تستفرد بيك الهموم وكلكم والغربة كوم جرح كبير ما بتديش حاجة اهتمام اهلا اهلا سلام سلام بقى طبعك قلة الكلام وما فيش تفسير داري داري يا قلبي لهما داري قصاد الناس
الشغال وطنك والأهل والصحاب كم واحد ودع وساب من غير أسباب شايف عليك نظرة حنين بتحن لمين ولا مين طول عمرها ماشية السنين والناس ركاب
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. Hello, my darlings. One of Guinea's all-time classic songs that's still as hot as it ever was since its release in 1999 is Molanan. In the language Pul or Fulani, Molanan means caress me. Petit Yoro, also known as the Pul priest of Fouta Djallon, sings, caress me, my darling, from head to toe.
Oh,
All right, that was Molanan by Petit Yoro from Guinea. Hello, lovies, this is Music Time in Africa. Now we're going to move to Malawi for a minute with Atot Manje and his awesome single Muntu. And then it's Song of the Week with Kwame Ofori and my special studio guest, Dogo from Togo. Music Time in Africa.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right. Hello, everybody. Hi, how are you? This is Song of the Week. And we are really lucky today because we have in the studio not just Kwame Ofori, who's always fun to have, but we also have the artist of the Song of the Week, Dogo.
Say hi, Dogo.
From Togo. Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
It is great to have you on set.
Thanks.
Now, Dogo lives in the Washington, D.C. area, and he's from Togo, but he lives here, and he just won an award right here in Washington, D.C., called the WAMA, or they call it the Whammies.
Whammies.
It's Washington Area Music Awards, kind of like the Grammys, but they call them the Whammies. And he won Best World Music Artist and Group of the Year. Yay! With his song, and the song is called
Sokewo.
What does Sokewo mean?
Forgive them.
And what are you talking about?
It's I believe that forgiveness is a great sign of greatness. I think it is. And I think it's a sign of victory, too. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that people should forgive and not keep bad things inside.
Oh, that's beautiful. What inspired you to do that, though? Was there something that you had to, some bad thing that happened to you?
Not just me, but everybody. I think,
so just, you know,
I'm talking to people also.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's listen to the song, and then we'll come back to Dogo from Togo with Kwame from Ghana to talk about the song.
Evola ngabiji keo evosea konuvire la konuvire makboda Nusia nusi jova ila Mega sawo dokeo Fifike yenuo vanyuade Bonune akbonko Evola gafanko nikeo Evosea podi jovide Jovire ma pora Luciano si jova ira Mega so wodo ke O buime nene ma koye Ola no so ima fo O buime no ma nyona wo So ima vo Tu cara si o dona wa mrebe na so ke wo fo
Just a gorgeous song. This is Dogo. And I wanted to ask you, first of all, how you feel about winning the award. Let's just come back to the award real quick. How do you feel? Were you surprised?
Yes, yeah, surprised. I mean, I didn't go to the ceremony because I thought I would not win.
Well, you're being real here.
Not being real. The point is, I'm kind of new. This is like a single. It's not even on the album. And
oh, wow.
It's new. That's the first year I really started the project. And I look at my category. I saw the guys in there. I'm like, whoa. I better stay home and practice.
That's a good song.
So you were in your boxers at home, right? With your feet up.
Exactly. Relaxing.
That's great. Well, so tell us about this. I know you have a band here in Washington, but you said that you were in Togo, and that's where you recorded this song with a Togolese group and the women there. Tell us how that happened, how that came about. Did you go to Togo specifically to record music?
Yes, I go to Togo to record my songs because I believe that what I'm looking into, these songs, I will find them better there with the musicians there than here. So I go there to record the songs, actually. We went to the studio. I didn't plan to have the women in the song, but then when we, you know, I was in my area and then I saw them singing and I'm like, whoa, we should sing together. And they're like, okay, what do you have? And I went to them later on with my guitar and I played. And they're like, yeah, we like that. So we went to the studio.
Oh,
all they did is they just put one mic in front of them. And
oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, and definitely you can feel that authentic vibe.
Yeah.
And it's very earthy, it's very raw. And for them to agree just on the spot.
Yeah, but the point also is that when we went to the studio, they wanted to make them sing one by one. I'm like,
because that's not how they're good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. It worked. It really worked.
It's very beautiful. And so it's in a mix of Ewe and Mina.
And Mina, yeah, it's a kind of Creole. Like I say, my parents are not from the South, so I was not like born in a village in the South and something, but I was born in Lomé, and that's the language I speak and understand. You know, it's kind of Creole, it's a mix of Mina. Sometimes people add some French to it, even some English to it. So that's what I use, basically. I don't think about specific language when I write my songs. I just write them.
So Sokewo, is that what you would say, like if someone's mad, like somebody did something to you and you're just so mad?
Yeah.
Do people just, is that an expression that they say? You know, just, hey, Sokewo.
Exactly, that's what I
love.
There you go. Heather is right on the money.
Yeah, right on point.
I'm going to remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it's been wonderful having you here. Do you have anything you'd like to say to the listeners out there?
Check Dogo from Togo on YouTube and go on Facebook. Check out Dogo from Togo and, you know, listen to Togolese music. Try to push that out a little bit more and we're going to do better than that. Than what we're doing now. But what I can tell you, Heather, is that next year, you're going to hear some Togolese sound, some Togolese harmonies. As soon as you hear the first 10 seconds, you know it's Togo music.
There you go. Thanks
great.
So much, Dogo.
Thank you.
This is Heather Maxwell.
And this is Kwame Asante here for you now and always.
Song of the Week.
Music time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right. Hello, everybody. I've still got Dogo and Kwame with me in the studio, but we're going to listen to some more music. So next up is a brand new song by Maggie Cephas from Monrovia. It's called Papa God.
Next up, we are going to listen to a song by Bobby from Bo, as in Bo, Sierra Leone. And then we'll go to Bill Odidi in Nairobi and meet singer-songwriter Mayonde. Don't know who Mayonde is? Stay tuned and you'll find out.
Good job, Doma.
Hey guys, and yes, this is Kwame on the mic. You just heard Bobby from Bo. And now let's meet our second feature artist by way of Bill Odidi in Nairobi, Mayonde.
This is Music Time in Africa. Thank you, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi in Nairobi, in Kenya, and I'm delighted to be in the company of
Mayonde, Diana Mayonde, yes.
Diana, you're a singer, you're a songwriter, you're a stage performer.
Yes, recording and performing artist, businesswoman, a content creator based here in Nairobi, Kenya.
Wonderful. And what are we going to open this conversation with? Select one of the tracks.
Let's start with Nairobi, because that's where I'm from. It's the city that I truly, truly, deeply love, where I've been born and raised. And I just love everyone in Nairobi and want to send them love with this song.
South Sea. South B, 111, 23, Westie, can't get me, nah, I don't need, number nani, baby, ain't no city like my city.
So that's Nairobi by Mayonde. That song, Nairobi, besides just paying tribute to the city in which I suppose you're born and, and brought up, what's the musical connection that you made there? Because I was saying that it's very soulful, but at the same time, you've given it this very contemporary edge.
I wanted to make a song that was some sort of anthem, an urban anthem for young people, for myself. Living in Nairobi is such an interesting human experience in terms of striving to be your best, making something out of nothing. And I wanted to celebrate that, celebrate the young people of Nairobi. And so when this melody came to mind, I rushed to one of my producer friends who really loved it. And he helped me put it together and brought Stony Jiwe on board. And
so that's the rapper, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. That's the rapper who I collaborated with. And it's just become this beautiful song that connects me with people in my city. Whenever I perform it live and people sing along, it really is like an anthem.
On Music Time in Africa from Nairobi, we're speaking to Mayonde and her latest project, which is, well, Colored Purple. can we pick something else from the EP, Mayonde? What shall we play? We've played Nairobi. What are we going to play next?
Well, I just released another single from the EP last month called Chini Kwa Chini.
So we just played Chini Kwa Chini by Mayonde on Music Time in Africa. For those who might be listening in many different parts of the world, Chini Kwa Chini.
If there was like a transition, it would be like get down, right? Like let's get down, let's boogie, let's dance, let's have a good time. Yeah, Chini Kwa Chini means down. Good, let's get down.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mayonde. Wonderful, wonderful person. What's the last track we're going to play?
Let's play Party Nation. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell, and I'm Mayonde. Thanks for having me.
Feel the heat when we come through Party Nation. Sexy people around me, Party Nation. All of them and them looking so fly. Sexy girl, them wiggling wine. On your feet, boogie and grind. MDQ, baby girl.
There goes Mayonde. She is a special talent, and the track is called Party Nation. This is Bill Udidi for Music Time in Africa, reporting from Nairobi in Kenya. Now, right back to Heather Maxwell.
All right, thanks so much, Bill. This next song is Spoil You With Love by Joseph Dean, featuring KZ and Marvelous MC.
Love for boys in the city, Joseph Dean.
You the wild kids.
Big name, Marvelous
Njema.
You know, dog, we're coming to give it a job. Now, you are.
I now know I will spoil you with love. Anything they say, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love.
Say, Grandma. Say grandma, me jemu me o. Muni glebia o, muni chupa o. Muni glebia o, muni chupa o.
Daddy order, here I say, I was looking for man, that was the main man. For the way I find you, I will spoil you with love. Oh me yo, baby, oh me man. I will hold you, play with you, take care you. Can we do the love? Today, today. You will come and eat. Talking say, baby, I'm feeling you, man. And I want to know, I will spoil you with love. Anything they say, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love.
Say, grandma, me jemu me. Say, grandma, me jemu me. Muni glebia, muni chupa. Muni glebia, muni chupa.
They love you, see, so no, papa, see. They love you, see, so no, papa, see. Oh, boy, you want money, why you did, man? Oh, boy, you want money, why you did?
Love in my kitchen, nana, in my bathroom, they reach me. Or in my house, we get loving. And I'm scared of Ebola, can't chase me. In a case, you won't be case, can. That one, I mean nothing. I will spoil you, will love my baby. That will say that I will not spoil you. Then I say that one, la la la. La 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 la. La la. La 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 la. You my bum, baby. My one pity, my only pity. I say pity, pity, but pity song.
And I want to know, I will spoil you with love. Anything they say, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love.
Say grandma, the gentleman. Say grandma, the gentleman. Money, good, yeah, money, too bad. Money, good, yeah,
All right, everybody, hello. That was Spoil You With Love by Joseph Dean featuring KZ and Marvelous MC. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We've got one last song by Salif Keita. This is his recent and last album, Un Autre Blanc, the lead-off track, Were Were.
All right, that was Were Were by Salif Keita, and it is time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for hanging with me this weekend. Well, me and Dogo from Togo. Dogo?
Hello.
Yes, you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye, everybody.
All right. And also Kwame Ofori.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks, everybody. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we hope that you join us again next weekend. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 Universal Time, and Saturdays and Sundays, 5 minutes past the hour of 09, 15, and 2000 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people. Stay blessed.
This is